Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A glorious, glorious Wednesday afternoon. And the voice you're hearing, not Chad Harmon, Adam Carter back noon to three in my usual spot, albeit the thorn in Chad's side. But you got me solo today, at least in the anchor chair. Dan Cook with us as always. Dan, good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Adam. This is strange.
This is strange. Now, for the folks who aren't watching the live feed, the special live feed that we'd like to send out to various listeners.
Thank God that doesn't exist.
We are in person, in studio. The voices you are hearing are in studio. Now, over the last year, just like many others, we have been apart. I down in the newsroom, Dan down here in Big Studio 6, where this show usually is aired from, and Chad doing his show from his house. But today, Dan and I are together again, reunited.
It's been over a year.
It's crazy, isn't
since
it?
Since I've stood here with somebody standing where you're standing.
Now, I did the morning show last week and this week a couple of times, and I was here, and Jimmy and Hammer were in here, so that was the first time I had been broadcasting from this room. So this is about my third time since March of last year. But it's like riding a bike, man. I mean, I'm talking to you. You're
sure.
Talking to me.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just like that.
We can go with a bike. That'll be fine.
But no, it feels good, and it's part of that feeling that we're having that things are returning to normal. The newsroom today, we've had four or five news people in there, and it's good to see.
Packed down there. And now we can agree, though, that we don't have to tell Chad that you did this and that people are doing this. And
oh, that's right. We don't want him coming back, right?
Let him stay at home.
Yeah, we want to keep him.
Stay at home.
Yep.
We
want to
be with the kids and the things and the places, and that's great. We can just do that. We don't have
start
to
start the show over. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Hey, Adam Carter in on 12 to 3. I'm still back in the newsroom in my little cubby here, and boy, I long for the days where we'll be able to return.
That'll be nice,
to
won't
normalcy
it?
And yeah. Be able to see. Can't wait for Chad to come back.
Oh, for sure.
Come back down. No, my apologies. First of all, I cut Shaletta off.
You really did.
She was working remotely, doing her show remotely, and I barged in here with like 10 minutes to go in her show. I set everything up. I wanted to come in here, get everything set up, and I hit a button and knocked her right off the air. Right in mid, sentence, and that's purely
brilliant because I was listening back at my desk and Dave's explaining about how he had reached out to Oprah and Gail King and all these guests and they weren't going to be on with Shaletta, but he had a shot at getting them on with Corey, and then there's no response.
It worked out fairly well, but no, so my apologies. But I was serious about asking Shaletta for her RV. I thought that she would be more than willing to let me take her RV.
Why would you think that?
I have no idea. But here's the thing. We're going on vacation next week, 4th of July apparently coming up. And we thought, why not rent an RV? And, when you want to rent an RV, why not pick the busiest summer traveling holiday, and wait until a week away from it? Because, there must be plenty of opportunities to get yourself into a nice RV. So, we were tinkering with the idea of we're going to a cabin, but it's going to be a very busy place. So if we had an RV, we could stay in that. But there's like no shot at all that I'm going to find one.
What if, there was that story a few months back about them running out of rental cars, like out in Hawaii, and people were renting U-Hauls instead?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of those have like okay, you know, we could refrigerated back.
Yeah, and, we could rent a U-Haul, like put some bunk beds in there.
There you go.
You know, bungee them up to the side of the
think
wall.
Think outside the box here, Adam.
Or inside the box in this case.
Ew.
Thank you. But yeah, well, we, wow, look at that. Some breaking news there from Washington, D.C. Sorry to interrupt myself, but a pedestrian bridge has collapsed onto an interstate in Washington, D.C. Very frightening picture there. We'll make sure we keep an eye on that. But no, it's so I'm thinking like if you set the RV or the U-Haul up with bunk beds, I mean, you keep the door open, you know, it could be a dangerous situation if you close the door,
right.
But that would make it. But that story about how the shortage of rental cars, I saw that when we were in Las Vegas and people renting like U-Hauls to just go about their daily business. That's very unusual.
It's actually ingenious if you think. I mean, if you were somebody that thought of that prior to that story coming out, well, hey, I can't get a rental car, but hey, you know what? You can rent a U-Haul for $30 a day or whatever it is. There you go.
That is one of the surprising things. I've done plenty of moves over the last 3 years, and the surprising actually availability and inexpensiveness of renting. A truck. You think, yeah, well, it's a big truck, must cost a lot. But yeah, you can rent a big truck for quite an easy amount of money. Adam Carter in for Chad today. Your chance at $1,000 coming up momentarily here, but I wanted to lay out the show. Big decision today by the U.S. Supreme Court about this Pennsylvania teenager who gets bumped off the varsity cheerleading squad. She gets bumped down to JV. She does a Snapchat expressing her dismay with some four-letter words. The Snapchat...
It was one specific four-letter
word. One specific four-letter word that I can't say. We could say it in the post-show. But the four-letter word, it does the Snapchat. A school punishes her, and she sues the school saying, oh, wait a minute, I was off campus. I wasn't on school. Therefore, you can't punish me for free. That's free speech. I have a right to that. Well, the Supreme Court rules 8-1 in her favor. She says, and the Supreme Court says she has absolutely every right to do that off campus. Now, my thought on that is, okay, technically that's free speech, but if that's my teenage daughter, and I want the school to punish her for that. I want her to be punished for using those words on Snapchat.
Okay, but if that's your teenage daughter, you can punish her. Why do you need the school to? You know,
but
she was suspended for a year.
I hear that, but I think there should be consequences.
Well, so there's consequences.
Susie, we're doing a show
home.
Here. So we're doing a show. You're walking
the
in
consequences
on her phone.
Is that you do it, you know, you do it at home. You say at home, no, you're not going to cheerlead for the next year.
Well, you're wrong. I'm right. And we'll get into that topic throughout the afternoon, including a law professor who actually wrote an amicus brief on in favor of the girl and her free speech rights. But I guess, and far be it from me to go against the First Amendment. I'm on the air right now.
Or the Supreme Court.
Or the Supreme Court. I'm benefiting from the First Amendment. I benefited from it every day. I'm always siding with the First Amendment. I think people have a right to say things. But I guess my thought is, at least initially, my gut reaction is, okay, yeah. First of all, yes, it's parental responsibility to make sure your kid's doing right. Especially when it comes to social media, we talk about all the time the danger they can get in, actual physical danger, and also just danger of, you know, ruining their lots of possibilities down the road when they have something like this follow them around. Online, we hear it all the time. Online is forever. So, but at the same time, I think the school district, I would hope, has some right to punish a kid for those actions, even if they're off campus.
Well, then that's going to be the key to dig into this, because as I understand it, in hearing analysis of the decision, the Supreme Court did leave some wiggle room, saying that if this was a bullying or a harassment situation,
right,
then it's a different situation in terms of allowing the school to step in. But because this wasn't, you know, directly harassing anybody, it was just somebody commenting on a situation off campus online. That it didn't apply.
And we talk about that all the time, too, to our inability to take a case-by-case basis on certain situations. And I think, absolutely, that is into play. Yeah, there's worse things that could have been done on her part on a Snapchat, but again, all questions we'll get into. In fact, if you've got an opinion on it, we'd love to hear it. 651-989-9226. We already got some texts. I didn't even throw the number out there, so we appreciate that. 651-989-9226 that you can call or text that line. Adam Carter in for Chad. It's 1217. Let's give away $1,000 cash. Schools taking away too much power from parents as it is, giving them an easy out. Make parents be parents. Texter says, absolutely, it's your daughter, not the school's daughter. Raise your own kids. I get that, but if they still do that, shouldn't there be consequences if it involves a school activity? Just throwing that out there. Speaking of school activity, Lee in St. James had plenty of activity. Lee, you were a school teacher for a couple decades, is that right?
Yeah, I still am. Started in 1988. Doing summer school right now. So,
before we get into this topic, look, recap the last year. Probably different than any other, right?
I was fortunate. I actually teach in Windham School District. So there was a big commitment by the school community. We heard from the reconfigured our classrooms and buildings and worked really hard. So we had our kids in the school building every day except for just a couple weeks before Christmas break when we had cases go up.
So Lee,
and our superintendent, he made the decision that we, if you didn't want to be in the building, you signed up for a service. We taught the kids in our classroom. We didn't have to try and juggle online teaching at the same time. And so that made it a much better place to be than some other situations I know of.
So if a student at Windham, one of your students, says, you know, my teacher Lee is a jerk, and he says that on Snapchat and he's at his house, tell me about, like, what do you think? Do you think that there should be punishment from the school for that student?
No. No, I don't. The situation you've got there, and I guess I started teaching 33 years ago, so it's evolved in where those are, as educators, those are learning opportunities. So where is this kid coming from and why? What is it that the kid didn't understand about the situation? You know, I look at the case that went to the Supreme Court. She was upset she didn't make the cheerleading squad, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's – and so if you look at her Snapchat or whatever she sent out, it's, you know, F this, F that. It kind of sounds like a cheer in a way. I think she should have got a second try at making the team. But, if you're trying to control all that stuff, you're really getting away from the base mission that we have to educate. And like I said, if that happens, let's take a look at it. It's happened to me in my career, you know, and most of the time you've got a young adult who's upset about something and there needs to be a better discussion. You know, if we're trying to control all that, you're just asking for more problems. I always say if you try and play a game with a kid, they're going to beat you every time. So if you're trying to police all the social media out there, there's no school district that would want to do all that.
How difficult has it made it? But it's one thing to be hyper-focused on it, but just to be cognizant of it, knowing that these kids have access to these kind of programs, I guess, how has that influenced what you do?
Well, to be honest with you, I had a situation, and I'm not on Snapchat. I'm on Facebook. I got on Twitter because I was on a couple state boards, and that was kind of what they required. But
well, there was a time. Let me just interrupt you. There was a time, you know, when Facebook was still, you know, in the early mid 2000s, when it was just kind of gaining traction. There was a time where teachers wouldn't even touch it. They didn't even want to be part of it. Has that changed a little bit?
Yeah, I don't. I just kind of self policy. I don't have friends that are still in school. That are still students,
but
it's given me an opportunity to connect with students, past students. And that's really been a great thing. I think, you know, I found out about a kid whose parent passed away and it was by Facebook. I wouldn't have found out another way. And I was able to connect with that kid. And, you know, so I think anything can be good or bad, you know, and I guess you gotta, like I said, I kind of set a limit. I don't make friends with any current students. You gotta be graduated before I'm interested in you knowing a little bit more than what I'm sharing with you. But the idea there of the policing that, I had a situation where it was other students that came to me and said, hey, this is what happened, you know, and we feel bad about it. So I think the students can police that. You know, if every kid is saying that out there, then you got to look at what you're doing in your classroom. But I think if you're doing a good job in your classroom, you're going to have people that recognize that and like I said, it was the students that took care of it. I never would have known about the Snapchat thing, but so
good.
I'm not gonna say any names because we came to a positive resolution with this with the student, and again, it was just a young person who maybe wasn't dealing with the situation the best way, and I got to remember I'm the adult and I'm supposed to be an educator, and let's try and find a solution to this.
Good insight, Lee. Thanks for calling. I know you're teaching summer school. Hopefully you get to enjoy some of the summer weather, though. Appreciate it.
Yep, you bet. Thank you.
That is Lee in St. James, 30 years as a teacher. I couldn't even imagine. I mean, first of all, teaching kids, it's something, you know, you would love to do. I'd love to share my limited knowledge base with younger people. And this is something I'm going to talk to Jason about, by the way, in a couple of minutes. Who would want my expertise in anything nowadays? What, radio? Like, I'm going to go and talk to kids about being on the radio, just staring at me with, like, deer in the headlight looks. Like,
what is the radio?
What is radio? What are you talking about, old man? But, no, I couldn't. Like, Dan, your brother's a teacher. I don't understand. But to me, that world is dangerous enough. And being a parent, too, that, and I'm sure if you're listening and you got kids of this age who are involved, who are on the social media, it's, yes, you can tell yourself that, you know, I'm monitoring my child's social media accounts. Mm-hmm. But as Lee said, the kids are always one step ahead.
Yeah. I mean, well, and that's even in the Supreme Court case, right? I mean, the fact that she had this on Snapchat, somebody screen grabbed it, and that's how it got back to the school.
Right.
So, you know, even if you're trying to be private with something like this, you're never totally private. And like he said, it's an opportunity to point at this to kids and say, look, this can happen. Be careful. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously in this case, the punishment was overturned. But still, I mean, how many years of this gal's life has this, you know, been the dominant thing now?
Right.
And even though the ruling was ultimately in her favor, if she could go back and redo it, you don't think she maybe bagged that Snapchat message and just go, I'm gonna save myself some problems?
And her parents, you know, who obviously are supporting her in the fight, the legal fight she had, at the same time are probably embarrassed by what she did. As many of us as parents are oftentimes troubled by what our kids have done. But again, as our texters have pointed out, that's their responsibility to try and control that. So unfortunately, a lot of times it happens on the back end and not the front end. You can't get in front of it. But still, I guess the debate that were the original question is, should the school district still have some ability to punish that student for what they said off campus? Like, if so, in my day. Good Lord.
Back in the day.
But if you or I, you know, back in high school, it would have been the same if I'm at a grocery store and in the aisle with my buddies saying, you know, F this teacher, and that teacher happens to be in the next aisle, he comes over.
I mean, that is and it isn't, right? Because, again, we talk about the internet. It's more akin in your metaphor to you grabbing the overhead.
A microphone.
The microphone saying, and saying it over the speakers. That would be a little bit more akin to what happened in this case. But, yeah, I mean, you know, like when I was a kid, the first time I ever got caught cussing and got punished for it, it's the only time I ever got, the old soap in the mouth. And it was soft soap, too. That was the worst part. So when I immediately try to wash it out of my mouth, I foamed up like a rabid dog. It was not good. But again, that was something that was at home, had nothing to do with school. And this only tangentially had anything to do with school, which is, I think, why the Supreme Court, you know, ruled the way it did. You know, again, if you're harassing somebody directly, if you're, instead of just, you know, bleep the school, bleep the softball team, bleep the cheerleading team, whatever, that's one thing. But if you're directly harassing another student, now I think that's the line where the school has to step in, because they're responsible for creating a safe learning environment. This doesn't challenge the safe learning environment at all. And their idea that this is somehow, quote unquote, disruptive, and that's why they had to punish people, I thought was kind of silly.
If she said that to a friend outside the school, there would be no punishment. The fact it was posted on Snapchat should not change the outcome. That from a texter, no different than screaming it in her front yard. Parents need to parent. 651-989-9226. We'll continue taking your texts on this topic. And I want to get Jason DeRusha's thoughts on the topic. By the way, Jason DeRusha, the everyman who is everywhere. The everyman. Did you think we weren't going to bring up the spread? The old Star Tribune with Jason DeRusha. Wednesday afternoon, it means what would Jason do? We should change it to what would the everyman do? What would the everyman who is everywhere do? Jason DeRusha. Coming up next, we'll give him a little grief for his what actually is a pretty nice spread in the Star Tribune about Jason. And especially I want to cover a topic about he and I share a lot in common on this one aspect of our childhoods. And my question to him, Do we have any kids like that anymore? And I don't think we do, sadly. 1231, News Talk 830, WCCO, Adam in for Chad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.